Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 23. And he called to him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: First Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold, nor silver, nor copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ingo Dutzman, First Lutheran Church, Boston, Massachusetts.
Blessings to you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am sharing with you the text from Matthew chapter 10, the first 23 verses, which is a strong message about Jesus' call of the original 12, sending them out on journeys that were sometimes perilous, and telling them to keep the faith. I believe that's a message for you and me as well. Let me read just a couple of pieces would apply for today. "The kingdom of heaven is near," Jesus says. And as Lutherans, as Christians for that matter, we believe the kingdom is near because it's clear that Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ died for our sins, rose again for our justification, and he's not a dead guy in a tomb somewhere. He is the living, breathing Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of God, and he will come again. So then the message becomes, what are we to do with this good news? Since we had nothing to do with it, but we receive it freely by grace, what are we to do with it? Well, the instruction to the disciples is somewhat dire. It says, "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At the same time, we'll be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." That sounds pretty good. However, he precedes that by saying, "Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues." You know what the Romans did back in those days? They were smart. Rather than having their own people be the people who would take care of all the administrative tasks, they allowed the Jews to mete out all kinds of justice up to but not including the death penalty. Hence, Jesus had to go before Pilate. But for everything else, you would go to Jewish people who would be the head of the synagogue and they would mete out justice. Today, the situation is somewhat different. We also are tasked with following Jesus. We also are not to worry when we are in trouble because of our faith, because we are guaranteed by the power of the Holy Spirit that we will have the words to say. Are there people who face even death today because of their faith? Oh my gosh, yes. Look at the news all around us. Christians being persecuted even to death in Western Africa, in the Middle East, in various other places of the world. How awful. We are, of course, to pray for them. We are to do whatever we can to support them. And God bless them for their faith, which gives us courage in our own day to do as the hymn declares, the hymn, O Christ, who called the 12, 856 in our hymnal. And the fourth verse reads as follows. O Christ, who sent the 12 on roads they never trod, to serve, to suffer, teach, proclaim the nearer reign of God. Sent us on ways where faith transcends timidity, where love informs and hope sustains both life and ministry. May that be our aspiration as well, knowing full well we will fail. But as we fail, we have forgiveness in Jesus Christ, who purchased us with his holy, innocent, and precious blood, and who announces to us, my peace I give to you, not peace as the world gives, but peace as my Father in heaven gives. May that peace, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ingo Dutzman for today's meditation on God's Word.